وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله من في خلق العالم ثم الصلاة على المختار في الفدن ولا يصعد وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت في القال أعظمه فطال من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقدر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله مولانا. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat said that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiyyu Kareem, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The following the sunnahs really is the life wire, the differentiating points between this ummah and all the previous ummahs. Every Nabi came with La ilaha illallah. Then, whatever, Isa, Ruhullah, Musa, Kareemullah, everyone, but Muhammad came, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came with his way, with the Rasul of Allah. Where he was Khatam al-Anbiya, the last and the final of all the seed of the Anbiya. Also he came with a certain pattern of life on which Allah has hinged our success. And success means our goodness in this world, to live a comfortable, peaceful life in this world, to be successful at the time of mourning, in the qabr, akhirah. It all is hinged onto the lifestyle of the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we call the Sunnahs. To understand this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times told us, and from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, this example, that so to say, the rose in the garden, beautiful rose, and underneath the rose, there are always those thorns. So to say, the thorns complain to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And in a beautiful garden, nobody wants thorns. So when the cleaner will come, the garden service, the gardener will come, he'll take us and throw us out of the garden. Because we are thorns. Nobody likes thorns in the garden. So to say, Allah stole the thorns, I made you thorns. You don't have to worry. And nobody will throw you out of the garden. You only do one thing, you stay under my roses. As long as you are under the roses, your value is the value of a rose. If a person gives a rose to his beloved, the thorns will go well. And if a person buys or sells a rose for 20 rand, 25, whatever the price might be, the thorns will go well. And the thorns will be sold at the price of the rose. The rose, the petals, how that silk they are, so wonderful to touch them, so enjoyable. The colors are so beautiful, the fragrance is so wonderful, but the rose is a rose as long as the thorns are there. If you take away the rose, the thorns, the whole of the rose, the petals will fall apart. They haven't got value until those thorns are under. So Allah has given the value of the roses to the thorns. Why? Because they are in the company, the sohbat of the rose. And if they separate themselves, then naturally the gardener will come and he will throw them out. But as long as they are under the roses, just like that, the sunnahs are the roses. And we are those thorns. And we have no value. But if we stay under the sunnahs, we live a life of our sunnahs, then we will have the value of the roses, of the beautiful sunnahs. And sunnahs is what Allah loves so much, which Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, you want to develop the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ Follow in my lifestyle, in the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you just bring sunnahs in your life. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ On that, Allah will love you. The all so simple it is just to bring sunnahs and you get the love of Allah. Once the love of Allah you have got, Allah will see to all your needs. Allah will protect you. Allah will give you respect and honor. Allah will do everything when He loves you. And the way to do that, of the many ways, is to bring sunnahs in our life. And whoever has done this, in fact, a great man like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ We are a nation whom Allah has given our honor and respect through Islam. Not through material possessions, not through secular education, not through mansions, not through cars. There is a different thing. Today we measure one another according to his values, according to the car that he drives, or according to his parents, or according to the house that he lives in. According to that is the value. That is also, it's not true, but some of us measure people like that, whereas the real value of a person is not things which are outside. If the value is according to the house that you live in that house, double story, even triple story, and you've got so many bedrooms, if the house is giving you honor and respect, in that house there is a mouse also. The mouse is also living in that house. So the mouse must also say that I've got so much, I live in that triple story house. I live in that double story house. And in fact me, I don't even have to pay water and light. I don't have to maintain the house also. These people living in that way, I'm studying shop. They work for me, they bring water and light, they bring garden service, they bring maintenance, they bring renovations. Me, I just shout and I give whatever I want to. Hey, if your BMW is giving you respect and honor, in that BM sometimes a mosquito also comes in the car. And so the mosquitoes, you can say, me, I'm traveling with a BM. Hey, and my value is here, I'm traveling with a BM. And my value is more than the owner and the driver of the BM. Because he has to pay petrol and pay for it. I travel free. And when I want to, even if I have an Italian BM, hey, you want no room also in the car. Hey, when the mosquito makes zoom, 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 you make zoom, 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 and there's no mosquito there. But the owner hasn't got even a room in his car. So I cannot see, I don't have to worry about puncture. If there's a puncture, he must fix it up. Me, I will just travel, and I need blood, I will just suck it. As much blood as I want, I will suck it. Hey, so those things are not the things that give us value. Value are the things which are inside you, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ghina ghina nafs. Wealth and enrichment is what is inside you, not what is outside you. Hadrati Maulana Shah Masihullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time explained that a person, people think there is a big Buddha, Hadrati, because people respecting people can make salam, when all they do to give presents, hadiyah, that's why Hadrati. Hadrati said that is no Hadrati. Hazratji is a person what is inside him. That makes you Hazratji. Hazratji is not what outside people make you. That they, people, one moment, they pick you up so high in the world, that moment they drop you completely. Your respect and honor is not outside you. Your respect and honor is inside you. What you have got, that gives you respect and honor. So anyway, by sunnah, if they are in our lives, Allah will give us respect and honor on account of sunnah is there in our lives. And then of course with sincerity and with love we follow the sunnah. Not as a formality, not as a show to show people we practice on sunnah, but with that love and enthusiasm and desire from our heart, there is no doubt Allah will give you respect and honor. Allah will say, yuhibbukumullah. Allah will love you. When Allah will love you, it comes in the hadith of Qudsi. Allah announces to the Malaika, to Jibreel al-Salam first, I love so and so, you also love me. Then Jibreel al-Salam announces to all the Malaika, Allah loves so and so, I also love you, all of you also love me. Then his love is extended so much that the entire creation loves. And if we have seen it or we haven't seen it, but then even non-Muslims respect such a person. How many times we have experienced, especially in South America, I was very astonished when we went, Appa was with me, at the immigration lady leaves her chair and she comes and tells us in the road that you must come to me and come along with me, and she does our work for immediately. The following of deen, Allah puts it in the hearts of the non-Muslims also. Allah puts it in the hearts of the animals also. We were leaving our temple not very long ago, and it was such an occasion that there was a power plant here, so we were delayed in checking in goods, etc. And because of that, there was a backlog at the security, long queue. We just got into the queue, and surprisingly, one person came, if you will come with me. I thought he got some immigration problem or something. He took us and he just passed us to the other side quickly. One time. He just passed us through. So, and we are, what mission that we got? What deen we got? And now it is reality, the Sahaba, when they hear this reality, they came into Africa. And they announced to the animals, we are the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have come to occupy the space, all of you leave from here. After that, we are not responsible if anyone dies. Anyone's offspring dies, the parents die, the whole day. It's all of their eyes. The animals, the lions, going where they come, they leave. Snakes are the small little babies, they leave in there, they know it. There. This is when the reality of this being of Sunnah will come into our heart. They have now let us realize this, and we got shows coming from the bottom of our heart. Our success lies in following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Hussain ibn Hamad radi Allahu ta'ala anhu, sitting at the Dasturkhan, and they were having meals with non-Muslims, but Islam was spreading. Muslims were capturing country after country, and there were negotiations taking place as they were overtaking the countries. At one meal, a morsel of food, one niwa, one lukma, came out of the state without any second thought, the kalluk. He picked it, cleaned it, and ate it. His attendant told him, these are very sophisticated and very cultured people. Like that, maybe some of us we should make this stuff straight. So that is a very important matter to correct, to straighten our subs. It comes in the Hadith Sharif also, that la tahtariqu, don't stand crooked. But if you will stand crooked, Allah will make your hearts crooked. The differences we find today, every town, small or big, where we are seeing much politics in our town. Everyone, somebody pulling this way, somebody pulling that way. Straightforward matter, and people got objections. You can't move in the town. Whatever you want to do, good. Straightforward, it's good. People got objection. It's not that. It's we are not standing straight in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you don't stand straight, lying in the masjid, Allah will make your hearts to be better. And unity, everyone knows the great power and value of it. So much so, our enemies also know it so well, that what is their motto and their ruling what they have adopted, and they are finding it so successful, that divide and rule. What is divide? Differences. Make us fight today, all the time, every now and then, that there is another new splinter group coming out. Now the Shias are not finished, now you've got Baradis. Baradis are not finished, you've got Maududis. Maududis are not finished, you've got Salafis. All of that is weakening us all the time. And all of the stuff, when we are not standing in a straight line, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared, you have stand crooked, Allah will make your hearts crooked. And you won't be united.
So this is important yet that we make our end. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself personally used to walk in the steps and make them straight. And also, this is another very important thing. Many of our imams also, we just hear the imams of the Haram, Safu, Shukru, Fatu, etc. So we also repeat it. This is not correct. According to the Ahnaf, after Iqama, you must start the Namaz immediately. If you have to do all of that, you do it before the Iqama, before the Qeem. In fact, according to Hanafi Fiqha, after the Qara'at al-Salat, the Imam can start the Namaz. Though we also have objection that he is studying, the Takbir is not, but he can start already. And after the Iqama, there doesn't be delay. Namaz, now you have called for Namaz, now start with Namaz. Many times, Juma also, Takbir is finished, Imam is still making some announcement. Do it before that, before the khutbah. Don't do it at that time. And this is following in the ways, we just follow blindly the Imams of Makkah Sharif, Medina, we like their style. So we also follow that style of this. We dress like that, we try and read like that. All the style we try and bring. No, bring the style of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should see that the subsistence for one advice I usually give, that we are also, and I'm speaking of this because I experienced it myself. I see how to stand on the line. The person on this side is standing over at the back. There are two lines. And it is one line and not the other one. That one is that. And then there is starting of Ali Musalla. If you'll see everywhere. So someone is standing here like his wife and his orange man, and someone is standing by the green strap. So the left strap is not straight. So a good point that is for many masjids are like this. Ali Musalla is for 2-3 lines. And everyone uses his discretion. This is the line. The other person, according to his understanding, this is the line. People standing on different lines. So our steps are not becoming straight. So what is good for the Imam of the Masjid, the Mutawalli is, today it's very easy, you take a photo of the Musalla, and they decide that this is the line all must stand on. And then put it up on the notice board, put it in front here for a few days, a few weeks, months, so people get used to it and everyone knows this is the line. Today to make a straight, such straight is very easy. But the straight line that we got on our Musalla, everyone puts his head on that, but today the problem is many musallas got 2-3 lines. Now which line must you choose? Decide on that, and that is the work of the Imam and the Mutawallis, they must decide that. And then prolong within the community. Very easily the subs will become straight. And if our subs are straight in the masjid, our hearts will be united in the Tawb. And where we got unity in the Tawb, mashallah, what to say. And also understand this, we usually blame the people who object, they wait trial, we say this people always opposing, they don't want to cooperate, etc. But we are the cause, because and the cause are the people who are coming to the Muslim. The Muslims, when we understand this thread, from that point also we can understand a lot of other things. There is a basic principle that those who are supposed to be Muslims, if they are not right, the whole community suffers the problem. If we are just outwardly Muslims, if we are outwardly the good Muslims in the town, we got full gear, we got kurta, but underhand we're doing something else also, it's affecting the whole community. And if we are correct, the whole community will also come. Just like it's so easy to understand, a mother who is expecting, who has conceived, her errors today, scientifically it has been proven. If she drinks alcohol once, she smokes, it has an effect on her child. If she is HIV prone or positive, if she got AIDS, it's going to be on the child also. So all of that, Islam has shown Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi in his time has written very clearly the thoughts of the faith. In fact, there were many years ago, there was a young boy, 8 years old. He had completed Hafiz in Durham by Maulana Nain Mutala. And he knew his Quran so well, an 8 year old boy. He should sit on the minbar and he should recite Quran Sharif. And without fear, how many ulama, kuffars, qaris, sitting, but without any fear, he should read, any properly he should read. So I asked his father, in your opinion, how is it this boy got this great narrative from Allah Ta'ala? 8-year-old boy. Usually we advise children at the age of 10 to start by the age of 8 is not completely good, but probably the dream, everything at the age of 8. So he talked for a little while, then he told me that when his mother conceived him, my wife and his wife conceived him, then every day she should read 15 suparas for answer. So the effect was on the child, so clear. What we do is it goes on to the children. What we do in the masjid goes in the community. What those people who are supposed to be the leaders of the community, the pious people, the Muslims, what we have got inside us, the outside, then the people judge us by our outside. But what is inside us, that effect. What the parents are, affects the children. If the parents also, they have got kurta, topi, everything, but they are watching porn, they are doing all other haram things, it's going to affect the children. Then we blame the children. Children are disobedient, etc. It's our own action. Kama tadinu kudana. As you do, you will get. Kaise karni, vaise bharni. Na maane to karke de. The jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to marke de. As you do, you will get. Your actions boomerang and hits back. What goes around, comes around also. And after, what our life? Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. If you don't believe that, you will see it's a reality. But then what is going to help you? Now if you prepare yourself, it will help you there. So may Allah give us topic to make amal on all the sunnah. This one sunnah, which we are generally in the world, we are neglectful of, and the whole ummah is divided. And we have made ourselves into pieces. All the enemy has made is made a munchbit out of us. All the small pieces we make of ourselves. Now the enemy is just making munchbit out of us. If we will collect us, Allah will unite. And all their plans will not be able to help them at all. May Allah give us this understanding that we stand in such, quietly such. As I explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took so much care for this, when we perfected our time, that then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should walk in the search and correct them. The only place I saw this happening in my life is in the riding markets. Those days, and I don't know now, but those days when I used to go, when we were there, we saw we should walk, the imam should walk in the search and correct the search. Another place where it's very common, but just an announcement. In the Arabi, but we know how crooked those serfs are, how broken those serfs are. There's one serf comes and he goes into two other serfs after that. All that. So just by the announcement, it is not enough. And also in the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, great lessons. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't walk in the whole masjid. The first few serfs. If your first serf is straight, the rest of the serfs will come straight. If your first step is crooked, the rest is going to be crooked. So make effort, al-akras al-akras. Those who are closer make effort on that. And that effort will go and then has an effect on the other people. May Allah give us confidence, inshallah. The idea of the Quran Sharif I recited, on which I wish to place my talk, is the first ayat of Surah Tabarak al-Nadi, Surah Mulk, in the 59th Supara, the first surah. With regard to the surah also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's my heart's desire that this surah must be in the heart of every believer. That means everyone must know it off by heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said similarly for Surah Yasin also. And with regard to Surah Tabarak al-Nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added and said there is a surah in the Quran that has got 30 ayahs. And it's my heart's desire that the surah must be in every mu'min's heart. And by saying 30 ayat, it was a great psychological illusion to inform us that there are 30 days in the month. Just learn one ayat a day. Who can say it's difficult to learn one ayat the whole day? And when you want to learn it, you are reading it every night. So as you come to the ayat, you are used to them, it's easy to learn. And you're reading it every night. Whatever you have learned, you are making it good, you are repeating it. So you are remembering it. It's not difficult at all. And mashallah, so many of our friends reported that they started learning and in 1 month they learned the surah. Old people. There are a few of them who have passed away. But they said they started learning one ayat a day in 1 month. But those who don't have interest, how many times we speak of this? They are the same. They don't start at all. They just listen, but they don't do any other. And they don't take any heed. And those people don't really benefit. In fact, just by the way, one person sent a very beautiful advice of Shafiq Balti, Rahmatullahi was a great person. He said that there are six reasons why people don't get tawfiq to make amal. Saying that we hear and we know how many of us don't. Everyone knows five times namaz is first. Who makes five times? Everyone knows to wear Western clothing, non-Muslim clothing is not the right thing, it's the wrong thing. But how many of us, we still just stand on? Lot of things. What are the reasons for this? The first reason he gives is that the people enjoy the nemets of Allah. And they're so busy in enjoying the nemets that they never make shukr. So Allah takes the tawfiq away to comply and to make amal. How many nemets? Every person has got so many. Our eyes, in yourself. You can be the first person, but you got eyes, wonderful. You got a tongue, you got your brains, you got your hands and legs. What a nemet of Allah. How many other nemets? So the sixth thing, the first one is, we get so engrossed in joy the nemets that we hardly get time to make shukr. And this is a whole, not one, how many bayans of that to make shukr, which we are negligent. The second is, he says, that the people are concerned of acquiring knowledge, they're not concerned of making amal. That we, how, every one of us perhaps in our heart, how many Islamic books we got. And we read, and we got CDs, and we got MP3s, and we got everything, but how much amal do we make? Our knowledge is gone far ahead. Not the ulama. Theirs is even more. Not the muftis. The ordinary people. How much knowledge of me? Who hasn't got knowledge of five times namaz? But in amal, it is in there. Who haven't got knowledge? We must concentrate in our namaz. But in amal, it's not there. So knowledge we want to acquire, but we don't make amal. The third thing that he says is that people stay with the pious people. But the awliya, alhamdulillah, stay in their company, but they don't follow them. How many of us, we stay with our elders, but what their teachings are, we just go there for entertainment. We don't follow in their teaching. How many? Our clothing is not changing. Our food we eating, our habits are not changing. We know, we stay with the pious, but we still doing our own thing. Educating our children, we're still doing our own thing. Our lifestyle, we're still doing our own thing. So that is one more reason he gives. Another reason?
India is going away.
No. We're committing sins recklessly and no problem. And our condition is such that forget actual sins which are sins. Our namaz, we have to make tawbah on our namaz. Our tawbah, we have to make tawbah on our tawbah. Our tawbah also is a guna. Our namaz is also a guna. But we must make tawbah. A person who makes tawbah, Allah loves that person. The fourth thing is, dunya is going behind you. And you are chasing dunya. No one in the world chases something which is at a test. If a person skips a roadblock, the threat of the speeding. They were traffic speed. And a person skips and he runs away, the police are going to go in the opposite direction. Behind him. They're going to chase him. But dunya is every moment, as we are sitting here, dunya is going behind us. But with all of us, we are chasing dunya more. Trying to earn more, trying to make our houses better, worrying about our gardens, our bathroom. Oh, we are chasing dunya all the time. And dunya is going at the back. And akhirat is coming in front, and we turn our faces from akhirat. All the time we are going to our father. We are going to die. Every moment that we are passing, we are moving to our father. But we turn our faces as though it doesn't exist. As though it's not going to happen to me. Nothing is going to happen in the father. No, we have to prepare. So tawfiq of amal will come when a person observes these 6 points. Then he will get tawfiq of amal. So anyway, so how many of us we have, and we make bayan also about this, but we haven't learned the surah, so we should try and learn the surah.
That is also a great sutra.
And the person who reads Surata Varakandade every night, in the father, because of any of his sins which he committed, he did not make tawbah, and Allah did not forgive him as yet, then in the father, azab will be coming. From the head side, leg side, head side, all side, the azab will come. But a person who reads Surata Varakandade every night, it will come in the form of a bird and spread its wings over that person. And it will save him from the azab. Of course, the azab will still be there. Like if you are in your house and there are crooks outside and they can't get in. But still, it's a big one. If there's a snake outside in the yard, you close the door. Not a snake, a rat is running around. And your husband is going to come in the house and the women are more frightened for the rats in the house. And they keep every door closed, the person comes in. But it's outside, it's parishan. Then it's there. So that parishani will be there. So anyway, that it will save us from the actual adab reaching that person. So if we learn, and if we learn the barakalladi, today people say we haven't got time. Whole day we were working. Now after Maghrib, we have to go eat. We have to reach home. Just now again is Isha, especially winter. Isha is so early. And we haven't got time. So if we learn Surat al-Barakalladi, I promise you, you leave the masjid, by the time you just out of the masjid here, your tabarakalladhi will be finished. You don't have to give extra time. You know it off by heart, you can read it so easily. And it will help you with another big thing. You won't fall into unnecessary gossip and talk here outside. As somebody has said very nicely, that do all your ibadah, everything. Come to the masjid, Ramzan especially, more ibadah. But don't join the PPC. What is the PPC? The Pavement Panchayat Club. Outside they are the Pavement Panchayat Club. And to join the Pavement Panchayat Club, in your CV, you only need one thing. A letter. You write your letter and then, and now you start that the Imam today took too long, this Imam made so many mistakes, this one did that, and all of that, whatever sawab you get, you lose it there. So instead of that, you're reading your Quran already, you know how to finish it. So you'll be saved from all this. And wallah, few basic things of deen, and the bucket of it, we will be saved from a lot of fitness of deen. If you just start reading five times namaz, you will see you have to get up for fajr, your form of life will just go away. I can't waste time on the internet, googling this, googling that. Today everyone is googling the whole world. And how much people knowledge they want to acquire, Islamic knowledge, Google. What other they are doing? If you just want to Google everything, so you don't have to get up for fajr, then you have to sleep early, otherwise I can't get up. How many other things I would like to make my tilawah? Have you got time for other things? Your whole life will be regulated if you just bring the basics. So Allah give us topic to learn, make niyat inshallah. To learn Surat al-Barakalladi and then to read it. And the best time to read it is between Maghrib and Isha. And a person who reads Surat al-Barakalladi and your Islam means sajda, which is in 21 Sufara, between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of making ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, we don't know exactly which is the 1996. Then it comes once a year, some Muslim ulama say twice a year, but it comes once a year. But every night you can make definitely the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Just like reading Al-Kitab in Sajda, and Tabarak al-Ladhi, and that give us coffee with each other. At the beginning of this surah, in the ayah, Tabarak al-Ladhi, ba-barakat jay-wo-za, that is that deed, Allah Tabarak al-Ta'ala, is full of barakat. People today all want barakat. Everyone barakat in my money, and people complain, no barakat in my time, etc. Why is this? Because we're not connected with Allah. Allah is the barakat. Allah is the fountain source of barakat. If you want barakat, it's not in your shop. If you want barakat, it's not in your house. Barakat is in the His word, Allah. You connect yourself with Allah and then see barakat that will come. And we have misunderstood generally what barakat is. Normally we take barakat more than more wages we must get. Our salary must be bigger. Our income must be bigger. That is barakat. And we take barakat that we got a big house. we got a big business, many businesses. No, barakat is whatever amount, big or small, all your needs are comfortably fulfilled. Even how many people, especially the ulama, you know what the salary of the ulama is generally? It makes us shy with you to speak of the salary of the ulama. Maulana Imam Sahib will be happy I touched this subject. After ulama, when the Mutawalli Sahib there, this Mutawalli is here. Once a circus came to town, and they brought an elephant in the arena, and they announced, whoever makes this elephant cry will get a big prize. 500 francs, 5,000 francs, whatever it was. So everyone then went and whispered in the elephant's big ears, sad, sad stories. A whole family got wiped out in an accident, and this happened. Oh, very sad stories. But the elephant, what a big heart he's got. He didn't cry at all. Then finally, Mali sat. And he just whispered two words, and the elephant started crying crocodile. He won the prize, so they asked, what did you say? He said, forget what I said, give me my money. I won the prize, I made the elephant cry. I said, God, that's what I just told the elephant what my wages are. The elephant also, how this man must be coming off. What he must be saying. So anyway, so barakat is not it, not with money. Barakat is whatever you are earning comfortably all your. How many people, rich people, they say, they write, they come in, they discuss their problems, that I'm earning, my wife goes to work, my daughter is earning, my son is earning, that we shop, the 20th of the month, and no money, everything is finished. That is, there is no barakat, it's not big amounts. And where is the money going? Today, Allah, when we don't have a proper Islamic way of life, where is our money going? Insurance, life insurance. Insurance for the shop, insurance for the car, insurance for the house, insurance for the health, insurance for the education of the... All the money is going there. We are earning so much, but all the money is going there. And when you have a problem, now you are not covered for this. In the public room, they show you, you are not covered for this. Now you still need money for that. All of this here, what a wrong lifestyle. Then that lifestyle, when it's not Islamic, dressing, how much money is spent on this here, on dressing? How many women who go out to work, they earn 2,000, 5,000, whatever. But yet, if that woman goes out to work, what kind of wardrobe has to be? Her clothes, she has to be presentable. She goes to work. If she stayed at home, then how much expenses was there? Work on her cosmetics. Cosmetics are so expensive today. And she has to use her cosmetics when she goes there. She can't just go like a plain Jane. She has to make herself look like a spook. So when the mother is there, like the woman when food is gone off, and especially some woman whose complexion is not suitable for that, and they put the purple and orange color, they look more like spooks in that. How much money? And then they have to go for pedicure and manicure and they need blood and they need blood. And how much expenses involved there? And then they need a maid to look after the work in the house, to look after the children. They're earning their 2,000-3,000, whatever it is, they're happy at it or not. But how much they pay in the girl who is working the maid? And then one price which nobody can pay. The child, the first mind. The university is that first smile. What will you see for it? When the mother saw that first smile, when the child stood up the first time and took the first step, and more than that, the tarbiyah of the child, where that worker is going to take the tarbiyah of the child. There was a case in Joburg, Mayfair, where one of these workers made the child drink her milk, and she was HIV positive, so she had AIDS. That transferred to the child. The child got AIDS. Where are you going to lay a child? She's gone, she's missing. Where are you going to find her? So the mother who stays at home, who can pay the price of that? And her work is with her children. Her work is with her house. And she looks after her house. So all this you can be earning that big amount, but we don't even logistically calculate and see that whether we are profiting or whether we are losing. My one auntie Maroma, and that not all our Maroma's gender. In her old age, she lost her husband, she was running her house shop. So every time we go there, I saw her very busy, all the time she's busy. Once my mentor, she closed the shop. So I asked her, why did you close your shop? You were doing so well. She told me, Abdul Hamid, see, you must think properly. Don't just see outwardly what the turnover is. She said that I work so hard, and because I work hard, I can't get a grant, pension grant, because I want to earn my income. Then what I earn here is, compared to what I earn in the grant, I get this much more. So why does it go so hard? And I dominate, and then there's stealing that carries on. There are goods that go off. There are a lot of other lists that you have. She says, I don't make any money. Now I close my shop, I'm getting my grant. I'm living more comfortably. So many of us, we are fooled with the turnover. We are busy in the shop. But actually, what I got in the pocket and what stays in the pocket, it stays in the hole. That is what counts. If what comes in the pocket and there's a hole in the pocket, what happens to us? It's all going away. So this we have to understand, what is barakah. That when Allah gives barakah in time, great, everyone says, I've got no time even to read Quran. Some people have got no time to read namaz also. Hey, because we are too busy. What are we busy with so much? That we haven't got time for namaz. And wallah, I promise you, one person wrote to Mawlana Salim Farah in the UK, Dhamma Barakaro, that I don't have time to read Quran Sharif. What a beautiful answer Mawlana gave. He said, it's not that you haven't got time, you haven't got the value of Quran Sharif in your heart. If you have the value of Quran Sharif in your heart, you should definitely take out time for it. And a person takes out time to go from it, who says I have got time to go from it? A person takes out time to read newspaper, to watch TV, because those are important. For his cricket, he gets up 2 o'clock in the morning to watch the cricket. So that is important, he's got time for that. But for Quran Sharif, we haven't got time. So if we bring our namaz in our lives, and we bring Quran Sharif, etc., you yourself will be surprised how the barakat comes. And barakat not only in time, barakat in money, barakat in health. Otherwise, how many of us, we earn in so much, and the money is just going to doubt us all the time. Hey, we are just coming there, focus all the time. And we, when there is barakah, Allah saves you from the conflicts also. Allah saves you from wars also. Allah saves you from all the haram insurance policies also. And you live comfortably with what you are earning. And also you will be surprised that these people, when Allah puts barakah, you see them going for Hajj now. You see them going for Umrah now and then. Everything they are doing. And how many people are so wealthy, their brother's Hajj is not done. Whole night they spend, and wealthy people, not handicapped also, but the importance of Hajj is not there. They haven't got time, they run in 10 businesses, they run in so many things, they haven't got time for Hajj to go to for Umrah, to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great thing. But no time to go. They can serve other people. But they can't go themselves. Hey, what you do yourself, there is nothing like that to be personally present at Golden Bar, at Haram Sharif. What a great pleasure Allah Ta'ala is. So barakat we have to understand. Explain this a little bit more. There was an old man in a village who was coming to the end of his life, and he made his wasiyah. He wrote out his work, and he said 19 camels. And so he said that half of the camels must be given to my wife. Not according to Islamic Sharia. He did his own thing, like old people. Many of them, they do their own thing. They don't follow Sharia. And quarter of the camels must be given to my son. And 1/3 of the camels must be given to my daughter. He made his wasiyah. He wrote his word to do that. Now the big shots of the town, all the accountants and the CAs and all them, they sit in trying to sort it out. And he put one condition, that you mustn't cut any, make part of any camel. You must give full fruit camels. Now out of 19, how much is half of 19? 9.5 is already a fraction. A quarter of 19 is how much?
4.75.
You heard it many times. So anyway, there's also a fraction in that. And then 1/4 of 90. 3.8. I also don't know, I'm also the same. Our old people, they used to get buy goods from the wholesalers. And that then 1 gross. one cross of candles. And they worked out immediately. One candle cost me so much profit, I will put up and I will sell it for so much. Today with our calculators also we're selling under cost. So when we work it out and he's going to sell it, we sell it at a loss. And then we have to kick ourselves after it. The exploiter, or the main itself, with the calculators and all the spelling is checked. One friend of ours just reminded me where I was. He's had four sons, and the one came out to be the black sheep. He doesn't want to go to school, he doesn't want to learn. So the father told him that you have to learn arithmetic. He said, for what are calculators? And what does I do when that's for what are calculators? He told him spelling, he said, for what are computers? He said, you need English grammar, he said, for what is the computer? Everything that doesn't work, our brain doesn't function anymore. Before, the more you use your brains, the more it functions. Today, more our brains function is in small children's games, big people buying those off-road cars and killing themselves. All these things, are amusing us today. All the small things. The TV they put in front of us. One is used to read novels before. Your mind had to work pictures. Then you got picture story books. So your mind didn't have to work so much. Everything was. Now you're just watching the TV. You don't even have to read anymore. You don't have to have the ability of reading also. You're just watching TV. Your mind is gone redundant. Out of use completely the way they have made us. But we think we are progress. The way they have pulled us, putting us fully on the road of retrogression. And we are fully convinced we are progressing. We are how they have totally deceived us, but unfortunately we don't understand. So anyway, this old man, he died and he made this wasiyat, and now he's sitting 6 months. They can't stop it. You mustn't slaughter any camel because we're given full parts. But every person shares for fractions in it. So one Maulana was passing him. They told Maulana, we got a big problem. He said, I haven't got time. I have to go and make bayan, call people to Allah, teach them the love of Allah, obedience of Allah. He said, he's a deeni man. He's on Riyadh. He said, oh, then yeah, I've got my time, no problem. What is it? They explained. The person had 19 camels. He said, half to the wife, 9 and a half, quarter to the son, 4 and 3 quarters, 1/4 to the daughter, 3 and 3/4, 8. And he said, but you mustn't cut. He said, that's not even a masala. Why are you wasting my time? What? He said, 6 months from the top brains are sitting. We can't stop. He said, you're wasting my time. No, no, how can you say that? We're trying so long. He said, take my one camel and add it to you. Now how many camels? 20. Half to the wife. Okay, that's easy for everyone. You don't need all the 2 liters or so. And quarter to the son. 5. 10 plus 5. And 1/4 to the daughter. 1/4 of 20. 4. 15 plus 4. 19. All sorted out. He needed his camel anyway. And everyone got more. Wife was getting 9 and a half. She got 10. The daughter son was getting 4 and 3/4. Got 5. Daughter was getting 3.8, she got 4, and he took his camel and he went. And we are there until tomorrow, so that even breakfast we'll have, inshallah. And we'll give us breakfast. If you think I'm just fooling you, go and sit on your calculators and your phone. Go to the and tell me tomorrow, why not we made that with love? Then you are giving you food that morning, 12 hours, about 15 hours, you're still going to be there. And you are used to sitting at your computer still 2 o'clock in the morning. So no problem, you try and work it out. So what is it in the Islamic teaching? Give. The answer is give. He gave his one camel, all the problems of it. And we only know one lesson, the answer teach. The government taxes you on everything what you want. What taxes they are, you just pay taxes. Then the insurance they do, they put it, you can't live without insurance. How they have left us, without their secular education, you'll die. You don't have a matric, you won't earn roses. Tell matric where you got your roses. They say that if you don't have a matric, you'll die, you won't get roses. But tell matric you won't earn, now you won't get the matric. And you got what you want, what cell phone you want, you got your mother to buy for. What the type of whatever you needed to work your mother. After you get your matric, now you must go slow. Now you must start working. Tell them you are getting ready for them. So you just read them, bluff us with all these things. We mustn't be just fall for all these things. Reality of luck. Anantahala is given us.
So Arghat is in the hands of Anantahala.
And whoever makes his connection with Allah,
Allah will give barakat to that person.
Barakat in his hand, barakat in his heart, barakat in his staff.
In fact, one simple way to get this barakat,
just start making salam commonly now. The very salam, the word assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you.
And peace from who?
From who?
Then in that house, if you make your salam properly, regularly, everywhere,
and yet it is required, there will be peace in the house. You come in your shop, assalamu alaikum,
peace in the shop.
You drive in your car, you sit with your wife, assalamu alaikum, and you have, though you are, both of you,
it comes in the hadith sharif, that if two people are walking and a tree comes in between,
and one person goes this side of the tree, one person goes this side,
when they meet again, make salam again.
So this salam is just like the husband enters the car from this door, wife from this side.
Make salam at that time.
Peace in your car, peace in your shop, peace in your house. Everywhere peace.
What problem?
No land problem here. No financial problem here. No fight between the two. Peace.
In fact, it comes so clearly in the hadith sharif
that a person enters his house, he doesn't make salam to the ticket of a dead guy.
Then one shaitan whose name is Dasa, he enters work and he causes fights between husband and wife.
If you make salam, Dasa can't enter. You lock your door for him to make salam.
Now Dasa enters. Now first of all, food is just ready.
What do you think? I'm a slave. What happened to the work?
You just demanding for this. You demand.
Fight starts.
One husband and wife always fighting. Husband comes home, starts shouting.
Wife shouts back at him,
and then fighting. He slaps her. He hits her.
Big problems in the house. She went to Maulana of the Aris.
Was a wise Maulana. He gave her the Aris and he told her, you must keep it between your brothers.
When you see your husband is coming, 5 o'clock he comes home.
Then just before that 1 minute you put it between your teeth.
But if the Aris comes out, then in fact you don't have it.
So she can't talk anything.
That you didn't bring the tomatoes today. Today you didn't bring the milk I told you.
So she can't talk. He doesn't fight back on it.
He goes quietly to his room.
2 weeks, she's not fighting. What's happening?
So she went to Manada, baked a
nice big cake and said, your tummy is happy.
He said, bring that down.
Open it up, let me.
He said, I just put it, you must put it in your mouth. You can't talk.
So if you can't talk, he doesn't shout. He doesn't hint
and all problems solved.
But if we make salam,
here, I promise you, you'll see what happiness will come in our life.
Once I went to stand up, and I gave a talk here to the woman. And in that I mentioned that when the husband returns home, in winter for example, have a nice bowl of soup ready for you. You be neaten up. If you are tall, even better, otherwise neaten yourself. And if he's ending with a bowl of soup, then if he comes in summer, then give him a glass of milkshake, glass of juice, put a rose petal on top also.
So anyway, I think the first and last time in my life somebody took my bayan seat
and made other ones. Otherwise we all just hear, no other.
So one housewife, she did it. She went home
and it was some nice milkshake with a rose petal on top, the straw, and she brought herself up and the husband came, he got the shock of his life. This never happened, even the worst day of my life. So after 30, 40 years, what is this happening?
So he demands an explanation.
She said, you just drink it. She said, there must be child. He said, there must be poison in that milk. Why suddenly today after 30, 40 years? Then she explained that this one Manisar name, he said, this is how a husband must receive a husband. A wife must receive a husband.
So at night, Isha time, he met me, told me this happened to him.
After about 6 months, I went again.
He told me, Maulana, I think you'll have to come again.
That was only our advantage.
After that, no, my own milkshake, no.
We're nothing whatsoever.
So anyway, so if we bring the salamity in our house, we make salam, see the barakat in heaven.
So Allah Ta'ala gives barakat, the barakat al-ladhi.
And what is it typical for Allah to give barakat?
We really hear more.
The entire sovereignty, the heavens, the earth, everything is in the hands of Allah.
All this what we think, so much, billions of debt,
big. For Allah is a small deed.
For Allah to dish out and give to anyone what he wants to, it means nothing whatsoever. Swamiji, you need this human protection. There is a rich man in town and he's generous and he gives to people. Your need is connect yourself to him. You will also get your share. And what can any person give but a lot is? So that is the way we look the entire sovereignty is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And to understand this, see, I'll give one or two examples and see how great Allah Ta'ala is. We know the world is a round ball, little bit over, but a round ball of the world is. Three quarters of the earth, or two thirds, is water. One third is land, two thirds is water, and water is everywhere around. And if you feel that there is glass here, it's got a glass, it's got glass at the bottom, so no water can drop. But on top there is no glass. If I have to turn this glass completely, all the water will fall out. Now this earth, which is round, and at the bottom, Cape Town, South America, Australia, at the bottom, they see water. And we all went to the sea many times. If we ever find there is a plastic that is holding the water, or there is a glass that is holding the water, whose fitness and whose power it is, then a thing like water, not one drop falls out. The whole sea is there at the bottom, because not one drop falls down. Other thing about water, what comes from the top, we know that water from the top flows down. Water from the bottom doesn't flow up. But in the south of the world, the sea water is coming with storms to the top. And we have that, how the water is rushing. And who brings it to a stop at one point and then it goes back again? Just like a dog, if it stays between its legs, the water goes back. And if that did not happen, if the water just carried on, all of the coastal cities, all the land will be covered with water. The water from the top, the water from the bottom, from the side, is just coming all the time. See that booklet? So that is the great power of Allah Ta'ala. What bucket mustn't there be in the hands of Allah Ta'ala? Also, look, a ball which is round. So people who are on top, it's quite understandable. Their legs are at the bottom, their bodies are on top. The cars, the wheels are at the bottom, the planes, the buses, everything moving around, it's quite easy. But when the water came down, the wheels are on top. The legs of the people are on top. Did we ever hear anyone send you an SMS? You must watch the TV program tonight. See that the people are walking upside down. Actually, that it is upside down. That in Cape Town, in Perth, in all these places, people are walking upside down. Never ever. It is like that, but Allah wakes up to see the right side.
Wow.
And Allah, Hukrat Malala, who runs in the Ali right? That every person's eyes got different colors. Some brown, some blue, some green, some gray, different colors. But the part of the eye that sees is the pupil, the sensor, the middle part. And then everyone's is black. And to see you need light, but Allah kept light not in white, Allah kept light in black. The pupil is the thing that sees, not the rest of the eyes. They got all their own function. And what great qudrat the retina, the nerves that they are, the blood pressure, the pressure that is in the eyes, the connection with the water, but it's mind forming what just the eye is. And with the eye, if you don't see Allah, you destroy the value of the eye. The eye was not to be able to see clothing woman on the road. The eye was not to see clothing form. The eye was to see Allah. That is why Allah gave you eyes. And if you didn't see Allah in 60 years, 70 years, you saw nothing. And you saw only dirt and dirt. Then there is no other thing but that eye on the day of the Yama. And Jahannam will be afterwards. On the day of the Yama, you saw Allah with that eye. Hot lit will be poured into the eye. The eye wasn't given for you to look at first like that. The eye was to see. The Qudrat of Allah is to see Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala is the being who is in control of all this, the entire world. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is beyond our, we cannot understand. As one great judge, Judge Muqbal Ilaha, who made connection with Allah Ta'ala, and he became such a big buzur, a judge of the court. He became such a good buzzer. He says that to marry in the Hata, then Savage may make the Hata, may Jan Kira, may he take the Jan. You come in my heart, I believe in you, Allah, but I can't threaten you. You are in my
scientific mind came to Maulana and said, Maulana, you said that all these things are happening by the Kudrat of Allah. That is all the old stories, fairy tales. It's happening by atmospheric pressure and by the magnetic forces, all this is happening. So Maulana was Allahwala, he took his walking stick and gave him one shot on his head. So he got more upset. He said, there's a problem with you, Maulana. You can't give us proper explanation. Then you hit us. He said, I didn't hit you. Maulana, you lie also. You hit me now. You have so big beard, so big kurta, long kurta, and you lie like this. He said, no, I didn't hit you. He said, then what happened? How I got this pain on my head? He said, the magnet in your head pulled the magnet in the stick, and then the stick came and hit you. And you must make a lot of sugar, you only got a small magnet in your brain. Your brains are very small. If your brain, your magnet was big, it should put the layer, put the wall, the stick, but it fell off, and your brain should split apart. Then he realized it doesn't happen only with this magnetic force, there's someone who controls it. And even if it is the magnetic forces and atmospheric pressure, who put it into motion? Whose system it is working upon? None other but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we have him both, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. And not only that, Allah has got power over each and every thing. Allah's qudrat is so great. For example, places where there are crocodiles in abundance. And crocodiles eat meat. They don't eat grass, they eat meat. And we know when we eat meat, or like oranges also, part of it gets stuck in the teeth. What we do first, we use our tongue. We try and push it out. We can't get it right, we take a tooth. Now the poor crocodiles has got 103 teeth, crocodiles. Now, how much meat must be getting stuck? It only eats meat. And its tongue is so thick, it weighs poor crocodile, if you have to make other massage or bar, poor crocodile, and the tongue of it, how is it going to pronounce ha and ayin and ah? It's got such a thick tongue, it can't even take out the thing between its teeth. So now, and no toothpicks for the crocodile. So Allah made it such after the crocodile eats. It comes from the bank of the river there where the crocodiles abound, and it sleeps with its mouth open, yes, digesting the food. Then Allah made there is a bird that lives in that vicinity. It's got its nest in those trees there, it lives there. That bird now sees my lady is in that place there, and it flies into the mouth of the crocodile, and it picks all of that food. Now the bird's stomach is full, the crocodile, the irritation is gone. That sensation, that irritation, so the crocodile closes its mouth with the bird inside. But Allah made that bird, it's got a thorn on its head. That bird, it's got a thorn. So it hits the feather of the crocodile. And the moment it hits the feather, the crocodile automatically opens its mouth. And the bird knows the show is over. Now it's time to exit. And the bird flies out from there. Who's the bird? How great is not the zebra, we only know the zebra as an animal with stripes on. And when man made now barcodes and everything, barcodes, you go in the shopping center, you go through the cashier, everything they just said. Everything is done with that. Man has progressed so greatly, everything barcode. All these shortages, barcodes on our form. That they scare us also wherever we go. So man thinks he has progressed so much. But this first barcode, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبَرًا. In animals you have got great, great lessons to learn. When the zebra is born, the baby zebra, the mother zebra draws its vision from all sides. And then blows into the nostrils of the baby zebra. The barcode of the mother gets imprinted on the baby's brain. And of all the zebras of the world, not Kruger National Park, not Africa, not Lusaka, and where all the big parts are, the whole world zebra, that baby knows this is my mother. And the powerful heart knows what meant for him. From the time of Dada Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time, when man learned it from animals, man is very intelligent. And man has progressed so greatly that the animals teach us everything from how to fly, the animals have taught us the close door. Everything Allah Ta'ala made us to learn from the animals. So, any who are not doing this, they should be
And then you call up Allah, our Hayat. He is the one, Allah, who will look at the Qudrat and the Sunat and the power of creation of Allah. Allah created the things like moth. Moth is not a natural thing, you can fold into that. Some people, they wishing themselves they die, but they don't. Hey, moth is not a thing that an accident. Sometimes the car, you say, it's a sardine that. But how a person came out with that without a scratch? How many people in the dying situation, 18 bullets they put in the man, but he's still walking around. Other man just, he saw the car in his grave. Yeah? So it's not in our hands, it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Moth is a creation, and moth on the day of Qiyamah, when people of Jannah will go to Jannah, people of Jahannam have gone to Jahannam. This moth which Allah created, Allah will bring it in the form of a sheep. And Allah will slaughter it. And Allah will say, after this, no war for it. People of Jannah will live forever, no death. People of Jahannam will live forever and no death upon them. So moth is the creation of it. Moth is not in suicide. When you see Guinness Book of Records and you read the whole the books, I don't know now, 28 incidents they have brought of people who tried so much to kill themselves, but they couldn't kill themselves. In every country where people want to commit suicide, there are famous places where they go. Everyone knows there is a place they go to commit suicide. So in Delhi, in India, in those days, there was a very high breach. Anyone wants to commit suicide, goes there on top, throws himself down. He dies, they will commit suicide. One person who was so frustrated of life, you go to railway station, long queue to buy tickets. You go past them, long queue there also. Wherever you go, traffic jam, cars and cars are piled up. So he got frustrated, I'd rather die, it's better, I can't take all this. So he went there to this famous place. He also had such a long queue, he changed his mind. That he also had to wait for so long before my chance comes. So anyway, in suicide also he's not dead. And in your desiring to live, you pay so much to the doctors. You got all ventilators and air supporting machines. You got doctors from overseas. You went to India, best doctors. You went to Canada, best doctors. But when your mouth is written, and when it reaches the whole form, your room, and people try to save you, nobody can save you. Well, but is salah to be salah in a rapikar yom mahini in masalah. And when the mouth will come, and you are on your hand, oh Allah, save me. Is there anyone, any doctor, any army who can do something, somebody can make dua, please save my beloved husband, my beloved wife, my mother. Nobody. When mouth is written, nobody can do it. So Allah is the creator of mouth. And Allah is the creator of hayat, life also. That we are living, Allah put this life, the roof in the body. It's not just that we are living, that husband and wife met, the child is born. How many children are born before? How many are born, born dead? The child, when the child is born, the child is dead. It's not in the hands of anyone, it is Allah. And the life of the child, how many live for 2 days? How many live for 20 years, for 40 years, 100? It's all in the hands of Allah. Allah is the creator, and by this understand how great Allah created the thing that's more. And it is fully in the control of Allah. Nobody is in control of more. And not even Malakul Maut, he is also not in control, it is only in the hands of Allah. One cardiologist in our country, very famous Muslim, very good doctor, cardiologist, and very pious also. Every operation he does, bypass, or stent or whatever, 2 rakats namaz, giving sadqa. And when he was operated on one person, he was given chloroform, and now he bent over, he died of heart. His own heart is not in his control, where somebody else's heart in his control. Only if it's in Allah. In one seminar, convention of cardiologists of the world with them, and he chose the president of that meeting to be the top cardiologist of the world, and he died in that meeting of the heart. All of them is surrounded by cardiologists. He's a top cardiologist himself, but his heart is not in his control. His life is not in his control. It is only in his control. So that is that way.
Now another very important question comes here. Why did Allah Ta'ala mention more death before that? When we all know that life comes before death. We first live, then we die. Not we die first, then we live. We live first and then we die. There are various explanations. One explanation is, we have come in this world not to live it up. We have come in this world to die. And our real life, or what Allah has sent us, is not this dunya. Not to build big houses and earn a lot of money and have a lot of investment. We have come in this world to prepare our eternal, everlasting life. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one beautiful explanation he gives, the very proof that we are born for Akhirat, not for dunya, is more. If we are born for dunya, then no more should come. And for those of us who have seen the libraries and studied their books, and they are so angry about them, they can't explain it. They haven't got a solution that you must enter. They got solution for everything, but they got no solution for that. That is such a hard, solid fact in your life. Nobody can tear it apart. Nobody can move it one second front of that. And how many people, what we say, untimely death. There is no untimely death. Everyone dies on this death. But this is what death is. Death is the proof that we are not born for this dunya. If you are born for this dunya, you build your beautiful house, you got your investment, you got everything so wonderful, then why must you die? The proof of death, the death proves to us that you are living for the eternal, everlasting life of the after. That is why Allah Ta'ala puts more first. That you come in this world, it is like a big signboard, like a signboard in red, neon light, that's flickering all the more, as soon as you can prepare for it. Mawlana Nu'man of Pitwati passed away, very pious person, very great army of old armies. He used to say one thing, he says, I see in every town there are words that are written, the path. In red and in white it is written Ba'ah. And Ba'ah, the Shabir, the Ba'ah. Then in Urdu and Arabic and in Gujarati, Ba'ah, stay off. So they wrote there clearly, stay off. But I see every religion goes there. When they wrote so clearly, Ba'ah, don't come in here. But everyone goes there. And so this is the neural matter that is put off more. That as soon as you came in this world, get ready for preparation. When a child is born, then, I remember in Queenstown, Malana, Dr. Sir, when Janaza people give us that. For Janaza Namas. Takbir, Adhan, and Takbir is given for every person when he's born. Adhan is the right here, Takbir. And we know after Takbir, as I explained in the beginning, Imam Hassan even says, Saku Sukhu. We must start with Imam. So we have come in this world, Adhan is given, Takbir is given, and this, for what is this? The Janaza Namaz is ready. We have come in this world for our world after. We haven't come to Dabita in this world. And one law, there is a whole bayan of its own. That a person who prepares for Akhirat, don't think of dunya, will be deprived. A person who makes his Akhirat, Allah gives dunya at his feet. A person whose niyat is clear for deen, you come to masjid, Allah sees to your work outside of masjid. You come into namaz and all your matters of other things, Allah takes care of you. Easy way to solve your problem. When you have a problem, come to, I experience it. There's no time to go into the details. Great problems, just go to the masjid. This is what happened to Sayyidina Ali. Any small problem, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, masjid. And then Allah solves all your, and you try and solve your problems, the reality you can't solve them. Things no one can come right. Hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has created more so that we prepare for more. And life is to prepare for death. Life is not to live a Western way of life. Life is not to waste our time in games. Life is not to waste our time in holidays. Life is not to spend our time in computers and Googling and and all the filthy, dirty things. Life is to prepare for after death. That is a successful life. And then at the end of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says,
لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ
أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. all this whole exercise of this great creation of your life, and there it was to see who of you does the best work. Allah knows, but Allah let us live it out and prove it to ourselves. Who does good deeds, who does bad deeds? Who will? Fakur?
Azizun.
Who will?
Azizun.
Azizun, Fakur. Allah says, who will? Azizun, Fakur. Allah is Aziz, the most powerful, who overpowers everyone. With that great power of Allah, He's a great, great forgiver. He forgives tremendously. In Arabic, like we say, if God, God, and God is big, bigger, biggest. Ghafir, Ghaffar, Ghafur is the one who forgives the greatest amount is Allah Ta'ala who forgives. That is superlative, that is the extreme that Allah Ta'ala forgives. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained this so beautiful that if the lion was running in the jungle and by mistake he puts his leg on the left, when it was sleeping, it woke up, oh, Mr. Lion, Mr. the king of the animal kingdom. Don't worry, king, king, today I give you harm. I won't take any revenge from you. What can a poor ever take a revenge from the lion? Eh? But one day the lion was sleeping and the rabbit was running. And by mistake he put his leg on the lion. Lion opened his eyes, Mr. Rabbit, today I make you harm. How much percent do you appreciate? That rabbit is not even one samosa for the breakfast of the lion. Hey, and he made him mark. How much must he appreciate? Allah is much more greater than all the lions of the world. And we are much more greater sinners than all, every one. And Allah says that he is, though he is so powerful, make other of the forgiveness of Allah. Don't delay. As at the beginning I said, learn surah, tabarak al-Ladhi. Yes, I say at the end, don't delay in asking maafi from Allah. Every day make it our habit when we go to bed at least, that Ya Allah forgive all my sins. What I know, what I don't know. What I have wronged in your life, what I have wronged in the rights of people. All my sins. And make this one dua that Ya Allah now, and especially at the time of mourn, in my mother on the day of Qiyamah, that there be not one, that there not be one sin in my report of you. Change all my sins into good deeds. If there is one sin there, and it causes a blockage at the time of mourn, and does not allow kalima to come, what will happen? So we beg Allah Ta'ala. So this is the great, great lessons for us. Let us take this lessons, let it not be just a road show that some Mawlana is coming, all his friends, and some bayan will take place. And we have to host them, and we have to look after them, and tomorrow they will be gone, and everything is buried. No, take the lesson of deen, of Quran, bring this into our hearts. And especially those of our brothers who have joined us, who are with us all the time, let us take it very seriously and let us bring this into our lives. And let it be also profit and all of us, inshallah. We are very, very grateful. Always we come here. What a warm welcome we get from Dr. Sir, Daina, Manana. Every time we accept from them, increase them, and make it a need for deen to come into the world, inshallah. Doctor said that Maulana is told our friend that he's the only one who comes to the temples. Nobody else comes here. But this I learned when we went to Madagascar, Maulana Farah Ahmed Julia Vidal. He gave me this advice. He says his father told him that go to those places where ulama normally don't go. In the big centers, always there are ulama, they are always there. But in the small centers, no one goes there. So go there, and I perhaps go with the wrong intention also, that in the big places, big modernists come there, so we small tribes go, no one even, they go there, we have to take that monitor, to become a local camp or another place, and we get some show. Otherwise we don't get any show anywhere. Anyway, Allah bring the reality of deen into our lives, and let us prepare for after, and that will give us our shortcoming, open our eyes, and let us prepare for eternity. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا الله كيف حصل قبول كرمنا على التوفيق تفضلنا من معافنا أعظم سيراته يا الله إسلام مسلمان في الدنيا مفاجأة فرمنا مسلمان فرحم فرمنا نور الدنيا لعامين شريفين في بيت المقدس في نور كفاية فرمنا Allah grant us all the goodness of being dunya and akhirah. for the sake of the Muslims of all the trials and tribulations we are going through. Yeah, but the politics of the world we cannot understand. Everything is in your control. Oh Allah, our hearts are bleeding at what is happening to the Israel, the beloved and noble movement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy with regard to the Ummah. Oh Allah, guide us all to righteousness, accept us for all good